Take a letter from the union.
Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of my plight. For at the time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly gray, and I write this note to say why Patty's not at work today. While sparking on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down to such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, the bloody awkward sod, and he said I'd have to cart them down the ladders in my hod. Now clearing all the bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too glad to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. And so when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket till, to my dismay, I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke my shoulder as it tore the ground to sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with me head. I hung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks, 14 floors below. Now when those bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain. When halfway down, I met the bloody barrel once again. Force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I fell towards the ground and I landed on the broken bricks, the barrel scattered round. I lay there groaning on the ground, I thought I'd passed the worst, but the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I hadn't got her hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go of the bloody rope. The barrel was free to fall, and down it came once more, and landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, I can only say that I hope you understand why Patty's not at work today.